Hi, this is Sean Anderson, and I am grateful that you took the time today to hang out with me and listen to the blog titled, If Your Goals Keep Dying. Listen to this. Here we go. When I consistently fail in going after a goal, my brain knows why. There's not just one reason, there's three. And every time I pause long enough to stare in the mirror and be brutally honest with myself, the answers are there, written in invisible ink. And once I stop making excuses, they become visible. They're not complicated, just uncomfortable. Here they are. Number one, my belief in my goal is shaky because I know when I really, really want something, rejection doesn't shake me. People's words can't derail me, and closed doors don't convince me to quit. Because when I truly want a goal, I find the leg strength to keep walking forward anyway. I push, I adjust, I stay in the game. But when my motivation starts leaking, when I suddenly feel too tired, and when my excuses start sounding intelligent, well, then I know it's time for a serious gut check. I have to ask myself, do I really want this goal? Or am I just farting around and wasting my days? Because the question matters. Because weak desire creates weak action, and weak action creates average lives. The second reason? Well, I've given up on my cue ball status. Because I know momentum never shows up by accident. It shows up because I create it. So let's think of a pool table. Nothing moves until the cue ball moves. The cue ball gets struck, and suddenly everything else starts shifting. Well, that's the same as life. When I make the calls, send the emails, find the hidden doors, follow up again and again and again, I become the cue ball. Movement creates movement. Action creates opportunity. Momentum creates belief. But if I stop acting, if I sit back waiting for life to magically improve, my brain starts feeding me foolish nonsense like, hey, nothing's happening. Well, of course nothing's happening. I stopped being the cue ball. The third reason. Well, my axe has become dull because I know to play life sharp, I have to stay sharp. Hearing no dulls confidence, disappointment dulls belief, setbacks dull courage. And if I'm not careful, little by little, I become mentally dull, emotionally dull, spiritually dull. That's dangerous, non-success territory. So I need to sharpen my axe. I exercise, I read, I write, I protect my mindset. I spend time with people who challenge me to rise higher. And if I'm not sharpening myself, well, I'm wasting my power. I'm wasting my passion. I'm wasting my life. So there you have it. Three reasons. Failure gets a chance to pretend he's sometimes my best friend. But you know what? He's not. He's a lousy go-nowhere friend. And what I know that maybe he doesn't know is this. I'm way smarter than him. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for being a kindred spirit in this adventure, this mysterious, awesome, inspiring adventure that we call life. Go out, create a great day, create an inspiring week, and may you help others live and do the same.